Jack O'Loughlin, looking forward to an All-Ireland final. You've been around the panel now since, what, 2016, so you know the sort of build-up that goes on to these big matches. What's it like this time around?
I suppose it's the same as any other time. My first one was in 2020. That was a bit stranger because it was during COVID. I was away in 2018. I was away to America, so I missed that day out in Crow Park. But no, look, the vibes is good about the camp and stuff. We had a nice training weekend there at the weekend and Downings and stuff, and things is going well, like, so we're looking forward to Saturday.
And obviously this was the target at the start of the year. I'm sure the first time that you guys went into training, Mickey McCann had it on the board that the Nicky Record was the final, was where he wanted to be, was it?
Yeah, Nicky Record final and kind of maintain 2B status in the league was the two goals we set out for the start of the year. So winning the Nicky Record, like, obviously means you'll get promoted to Christy Ring. And if you look at the teams that's in the Christy Ring this year, do you know, they're all teams we've beat, bar maybe Meath, who we played in the league final. And, you know, we weren't too far away there. So that's kind of where we see ourselves. And to get there, we obviously have to win Saturday and push on.
What sort of effort is it going to take on Saturday to win this? Because, listen, you know Wicklow well, and Wicklow knows Donegal well after the amount of matches that you've played this year. What sort of effort is it going to take to get over the line on it?
Well, we played Wicklow earlier in the year in Letterkenny, and you were probably at that game yourself. You've seen we got a bit of a beating that day, and then 2 weeks later we went down the road, beat them, even though we had a man sent off in the second half. So, to be honest, like, I think Saturday it's purely going to be a mental game, really. They've got some great players, some fantastic forwards. We're aware of that, but, you know, we also have some great players, so it's going to be a mental game, I think. Whoever comes out on top of that mental battle and wants it the most is going to be the team that wins, in my opinion.
Not much between the two teams then, is there?
No, definitely not. No. You know, I think they have 2-1 up on us. They actually beat us the last time they came to Letterkenny, which was 2 weeks ago. Yeah. We were leading that full game, but you know, they brought a few of their stronger players on near the end and pushed on and kind of went for the win. So, I mean, the game was a dead duck. We didn't really care about it too much. It's nice to win every game, but, you know, we were in the final already. So, yeah, Saturday is what we're aiming for.
Yeah. Croke Park's a venue that everybody wants to play in, isn't it?
Yeah. It's nice. It was actually strange there when I played back in 2020. It was completely empty. Mm. And it was kind of difficult to judge the flight of the ball, you know, because all the seats were the same colour as the ball, and you were kind of looking like, where is it? So at times I was just kind of running after my man, kind of thinking, does he know where it's going? Because I can't see anything here. So I'll make some of the younger boys aware of that, because I had difficulty with that now my first time. But yeah, everyone's looking forward to it, but at the same time, it's like any other game. Like,
what would it mean to you, and I suppose obviously to the Buncrana club, that if there was an All-Ireland title and an All-Ireland medal coming back into the parish again?
It would be a huge lift. Like, I think all the underage kids to see the county achieving and winning All-Irelands, that always kind of gives them a little boost to stick at it, because they kind of think in the back of their heads, you know, maybe someday I could do this or I could be like that. So I think it would be a big boost for all those kids coming through.
Yeah. And in relation to the player personnel there at the minute, I was talking to Danny and a few of the older players after matches, and you've got this young group that's coming in. Mm-hmm. You're what, in your mid-20s, so you're sort of stuck in the middle between the two groups, Jack. And what's it like to, I suppose, stand back and watch these two different dynamics who are very, very eager to play hurling?
No, there's a really nice spread. As you said, there's some older guys, then there's some younger guys coming through, and then there's a couple in the middle like myself. But I think it's a really even balance, because the older guys, you know, they still have it. They can still play well. They're getting scores. They're still fit. And then the younger guys who've came through, you know, they're really pushing for positions and making a difference when they come on. They're not just filling numbers. Like, whereas in the past, you would kind of know what the team was going to be on Saturday. But nowadays, you don't really know what the lineup's going to be like. Do you know, I don't think any game we've played this year, the lineup's been near the same. So, and you know, that partly that is due to, we did have a few injuries throughout the year. But, you know, the guys that came on, they made a serious difference. They're getting scores. They're making tackles. They're seriously fit. they're a different animal coming through, really. But, you know, the guys that are still there, the older guys, you know, it's hard to take them out of the team. They're still playing so good.
Yeah. What about your manager, Mickey McCann? He decided to stick around for another year and give it a go, and he had full belief that there is players in the county that are good enough to win an All-Ireland. What's it like being under Mickey McCann and the way he works with a squad?
Yeah, Mickey's a great manager. Like, he's probably the best manager I ever had. He's just really good at dealing and man-managing and understanding, you know, the different needs of different players. And he obviously seen that there was a good team coming through there. He had faith in the younger boys that came through. I know there was a couple of boys that left the panel and stuff, and, you know, big, big players, big names. And, you know, some people might have thought we were struggling at the start of the year, but Mickey obviously had a belief that there was a good team here, and he's kind of instilled that into us, and, you know, we've ended up where we are. So it's been a good year, and, you know, he's a great manager, and to be honest, I hope he stays on another year.
Well, listen then, obviously he's instilled belief that you can get to the final. Is there belief within this group now that you can win an All-Ireland?
I mean, there has to be. We can't really be going down the road on Saturday not believing that we can win this. The last time round, it was during COVID in 2020, and I think we were 13 points down to 3 after the first quarter because there was quarters in because of COVID. And, you know, at that kind of stage, you might have thought, oh, Donegal, they're not going to come back from that. But I think we've shown a number of times, like, we do like to rise to the occasion, and hopefully we can do that Saturday.
Yeah, hopefully so. The very best for the All-Ireland this weekend.
Thanks very much, yeah.